Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Bears President Kevin Warren has sent a letter to the new head of the Chicago Park District. Crane's reporting the letter addressed to Park District CEO Carlos Ramirez Rosa includes a request for documents detailing maintenance and spending on the stadium. The letter is the latest in the ongoing saga between the Bears and the Park District over the upkeep of Soldier Field. The Bears, in their 105-year history, have never owned their own stadium, but that might change as they discuss a move to Arlington Heights. A man who was convicted and then pardoned for assaulting an officer and a camera person in the January 6 riots is now on trial in Springfield, Illinois, for the murder of a woman from North Suburban Skokie. Authorities say Shane Jason Woods drove his vehicle into oncoming traffic on I-55, striking Lauren Wegner's car, killing her in that crash. Woods had just been stopped by state police for speeding. He allegedly told officers he was upset about facing prison time for his role in the U.S. Capitol riots before he sped off and crashed his car. Doc 10, Chicago's annual documentary film fest, is known for its thought-provoking selections. This year, there are stories about unconventional love, unjust laws, fascist regimes, and of course, true crime. One of the highlights is The Perfect Neighbor by Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Geeta Gundbar. Her doc uses police body cam footage to tell the story of a neighborly dispute in Florida that turned violent.
One person's access to a gun shattered this community where children played in the streets and neighbors looked out for each other.
Doc 10 opens on Wednesday and The Perfect Neighbor screens this weekend. Training camp is officially open for the Chicago Sky ahead of the 2025 season. There has been plenty of change for the team as it has a new head coach, Tyler Marsh. They also brought in guards Courtney Vandersloot and Ariel Atkins and drafted Haley Van Lith. Forward Angel Reese says she can also feel a change in the vibes around the team as she starts her sophomore season.
Training camp was completely different from this year and last year, but you felt the energy, you felt the vibes, you felt the positive energy in the building. Everybody just comes here and wants to win. It has one goal. So I'm super excited to be here with these players and this new coaching staff.
The Sky have a preseason matchup against the Brazilian national team on Friday, hosted by Louisiana State University. That's Reese's alma mater. And then the Sky open WNBA preseason play on May 6th against the Minnesota Lynx. And the Northwestern women's lacrosse team has won the Big Ten Conference Championship for the third straight year. In the title game on Sunday against Maryland, Aditi Foster broke a 7-7 tie with just 15 seconds left to give the Wildcats that win. Head coach Kelly Amante Heller says the Wildcats' continued success is a testament to the team's bond.
I'm really proud of them. It definitely wasn't pretty, but I was just really proud of how they stuck together and just found a way really just had each other's backs throughout.
The Wildcats are now guaranteed a spot in the NCAA tournament and will be trying to make their third straight national championship game. Weather sunny, windy, and warm today, high in the low 80s. Tonight, cloudy and windy, some showers and thunderstorms overnight, a low near 70. And Tuesday, partly sunny and breezy, a high in the low 70s in the morning, then temperatures dropping into the mid-60s for later in the day. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.